Talk Back is brought to you by Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. Experience the luxury. It's Talk Back, Central Louisiana's longest-running talk show. Whether it's the hosts or the callers, Talk Back is where Central Louisiana connects and begins its conversation.
And we are back with hour number two of Talk Back here on your Thursday morning. I'm Al Quartermont, along with Nathan Martin today. Glad you guys could be with us. Well, certainly here on Talk Back, we talk a lot about different topics in the news, whether it be local, state, and national. And the election has pretty much dominated a lot of our conversation, I would say, in recent weeks, and will continue, no doubt, up until November. But there are all kinds of stories every day. And I think one of the things that I hear people say is that they don't really know which news sources are the ones they can trust. I saw a story this morning, for example. AP did a story about the indictments or whatever with the Russian thing, but they used a picture of President Trump, and people in the comments were like, he had nothing to do with this story. Why are you showing a picture of him? I mean, it's things like that that make people aggravated with what we might call, quote, the mainstream media, because they don't feel like they're always being objective or even honest sometimes. So where do you find a source of news that you can at least see maybe both sides of the story and then make your own determination, which I think a lot of people like to do? Well, we might have a source for you. It's a website that is called The Flip Side. Real news, real perspectives, curated and written by real people. They say, don't let Zuck or Musk control your feed. And the person who founded this website and is the CEO now is a young lady by the name of Anafi Wahed, and she joins us on the phone this morning. Good morning, Anafi. How are you?
Good morning, Alan, Nate. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We are glad to have you. So give us kind of the bird's eye view of how The Flip Side came into existence.
Sure. So every founder likes to tell their personal story. I myself, I'm an immigrant from Bangladesh. I grew up in New York City, which obviously is a very progressive, liberal place. I went to Bryn Mawr, a progressive liberal college just outside of Philly, moved back to New York after college, started working in finance. And the few Republicans I knew, you know, in 2012, they might have voted for Romney, but in 2016, they were certainly voting for Clinton. And I, you know, was looking at the election and thinking, what could possibly, you know, be going through these people's minds who are voting for this man, right? Very NPR liberal thought. And so I actually, somewhat on a whim, quit my corporate job at Ernst & Young, went to New Hampshire and knocked on doors for the Democratic campaign the last 5 months of that election cycle. And it was really this, epiphany I had when suddenly I was faced with rural farmers talking to me about the Federal Water Act, something I didn't even know existed, right? And just learning, oh, there is more to the world than, you know, Fifth Avenue and Central Park and et cetera. So I dove headfirst into conservative news and the ecosystem myself, reading everything from, you know, National Review, Wall Street Journal, to Breitbart, all the way out to VDare, which was a whole experience. And I just found it really intriguing, realizing that it's not really that people who disagree with me are wrong. They just have different value propositions, and they come in with different assumptions. So that was the birth of The Flip Side after the election, when my friends all kept asking me, what happened? How did we screw this up? I kept sending them articles that I thought were really thoughtful and nuanced from the conservative side. They said, wow, I had no idea that, you know, there was all this complexity. So the first edition of The Flip Side went to 16 of my friends. And they were just articles that I found interesting from the conservative side, right? And they said, wow, this is really useful. And so I kept sending it to them. You know, they shared it with their friends and their family members, et cetera, et cetera. A few months in, you know, we had 500 subscribers. And thankfully, someone said, hey, sweetie, I don't think you actually understand conservatives still. That's good advice. despite my best efforts, right, I don't actually have that conservative mindset, didn't grow up with it, so I was still putting my own liberal bias into the topics I chose, the articles I chose. I found my co-founder, who is still with me many years later. He is my conservative counterpart. We say we're proudly blue and red. We're not like a squishy purple, right? We want to give you accurate commentary from what we think is at least, you know, good, thoughtful, fact-checked commentary from both liberal and conservative media, so you can get the full picture of, you know, what's being talked about.
That's awesome. I appreciate your own openness to come from a place of a more liberal rearing and education to see that there is another side, because I feel like that's one of the problems we have in the country today, is that really probably both sides aren't listening to each other very much. But it my experience has been the liberal side tends to be even more closed-minded than the conservative. I don't know if you agree with that, but that's kind of been some of my experience.
It very much depends on the situation. I would say academia, media, yes. Definitely there is a left leaning, but there are, you know, other institutions that leans right, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I would agree with you on the media side, because, you know, most journalists live in New York or D.C. I myself lived in New York until a couple years ago. I now live in Pennsylvania. So there's definitely that sort of echo chamber that happens in, I would say, you know, the sort of what we think of as traditional media. But it's funny, you know, Fox News is also in New York.
Yeah, true.
So, you know, Fox News and the New York Times buildings are, you know, what, a 20-minute walk from each other. So it's funny how that happens, that sort of echo chamber, despite, like, literally being in the sort of same 30-block radius.
I think there's a real point to that, too. So with your website, then, and people can go on it. Again, it's the flip side, which, hang on, I got it right here. It's the flipside.io. And what they'll find is it is a subscription-based website. You can join for a free trial. Then it's $5 a month or $50 a year, and you can get free merchandise. But if people go down to your archive section, they can click on any of the stories that you've done recently and kind of see what your perspective is on those different topics. So I was in a conversation with somebody that we both know, who had brought up the point about one of the bills that Harris keeps talking about, how Trump is the one that got it defeated. And I remember on the air saying, but I remember there was something with that bill that was more than just the immigration issue. So I actually went and found that article on your website from back in like February, and it gave both sides, and it helped me with my conversation with him. I even sent it to him as a link. So,
wow, that's awesome. That's awesome to hear. And that's what we're hearing, you know, not just from adults. We have high school teachers recommending the flip side to their students, and the students are really enjoying our work because it's about current events. You know, it's not sort of stodgy like the things they're shown on PBS. And they really, well, they also love that it's the CliffsNotes version. So, you know, we work very hard to keep it to a 5 to 7 minute read. It's on one topic a day. So it's very digestible, even if, you know, you're busy. Part of the inspiration is, you know, once upon a time when I worked in finance, I was working 80 hours, right? So I didn't want to go home and read 10 full articles to try to get the full picture of what's going on. And that's also partly the inspiration, right? How do we give people the full picture in as few words as possible?
So this is Nathan here. Let me ask you a question, if you don't mind, Anafi. To me, it seems like that's a huge challenge. How do you make the sausage? I mean, how do you, is it because you choose two writers who have, one has a conservative view, one has a liberal view, or do you present, are you trying to present one view centralized?
Yes, great question. It's funny, you know, we get asked this a lot often now because with the advent of AI, you know, people say, oh, you can just use AI on top of it. You're like, oh, not really. AI still has a ways to go. It really is that hard work of having a bipartisan team, right? So not just me and my co-founder, all of our contributors, we try to make sure there's true political diversity. And by that, I don't just mean, you know, centrist left and centrist right. When we do cover one topic, we also try to give the, you know, fuller spectrum of views, especially, you know, you have the populist left, the populist right, and then the more establishment and right. And we try to make sure that we are truly, you know, sort of presenting the full picture. It is a lot of late night conversations, late night debates. I mean, topic choice itself is a source of bias, right? So you can imagine, you know, the early Trump years, you know, the right always wanted to talk about the booming economy. The left always wanted to talk about the Mueller investigation. You have sort of, you know, the opposite happening now, right? The left doesn't always want to talk about the economy with inflation, you know, high certain months. And then, so it's a matter of really making sure we're plugged into all of the different media ecosystems to see what the average Democrat or average Republican is going to come across, right? We're not here to change minds. We're just here to help you understand what other people are thinking so that you can have better conversations with your, you know, neighbors, family members, coworkers, whoever it is that, you know, you find yourself talking to that day.
Absolutely. Well, again, we're talking with Nafi Wahed, the founder and CEO of the news website The Flip Side. We have a call coming in. Let's go ahead and take that. Good morning. You're on Talkback.
Hey, good morning. FedEx Sam here. How are you guys?
Thought we might hear from you today. How are you, sir?
Good, good. Doing well, doing well. I wanted to ask Anafi a quick question here today. I think eight years ago, the Republican Party ran Mitt Romney as president. And today, I think it would be next to impossible to try to run the same candidate.
Mm-hmm.
He's considered too far leftist, and I don't think so. And I'm going to show some political biases here because, you know, I think we all have some of those. But I'm just wondering if she's seen a shift in conservative media to cater to the masses, to kind of come up with an acceptance of the shift in policy and the tone of the party over the years she's been running the website to cater to Trumpers effectively and not necessarily conservative.
Oh, great question. So, you know, the 2012 era feels like a lifetime ago, even though it wasn't, yes, you know, that long ago. And yes, there's been a shift, not just in conservative media, also in liberal media. There has been so much turmoil that is, well, partly for business reasons, right? Like, you know, in the 2010s, you still had the sort of VC money pouring into media. People did think the internet was going to be really good for media companies, their bottom lines, which it hasn't been. So there are a multitude of factors that are affecting, you know, this sort of fragmentation that we have. And I do think both the left and the right have adjusted their policy positions, their rhetoric, so much since the Obama-Romney era, sometimes for good, sometimes for bad, right? You know, obviously that's my personal bias coming in. And I think a lot of people complain about the two-party system, and valid, lots of, you know, I'm pro-institutional reform, et cetera. But you must give credit to the parties because they have adjusted to voters' concerns, right? When, you know, Mitt Romney lost on his ideas, when Hillary Clinton couldn't win the Electoral College, the parties went back and said, okay, how do we fix this? So I think, you know, on the one hand, yes, it's a two-party system. On the other hand, their platforms both have shifted so much. And I think that's more good than bad, actually, right? There is a, you know, populism, discontentment,
yep,
not just in America, everywhere in the world, and politicians and media companies should adjust to that. Adjust to that new reality. Whether or not they always get it right is a different question.
Great, great. Thank you so much for the answer. I appreciate it. I'll keep pushing your website and to anyone I see in here, and I really appreciate all the work you're doing.
Thanks, Sam. Great to hear from you.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Sam.
Yeah, I appreciate Sam turning us on to this site.
Right.
So,
right.
Quick question before I tell you what, let's take a break, and I'll come back with one more question.
Yep, we'll be right back with Anafi Wahed right here on TalkBack.
Like to be part of TalkBack? Well, pick up the phone and call the BOM Bank Talk Line at 442-8255. That's 442-TALK.
Attention all real estate agents, property owners, and lenders. When you or a client needs a real estate attorney, call the professionals at Thompson Law Firm. Whether the legal matter is basic or complex, the Thompson Law Firm can accurately guide you or your client to a successful outcome. That's why numerous industry professionals have trusted the Thompson Law Firm for years. They also handle estate planning, successions, and business law. Call them at 473-0052. I am a paid non-client attorney spokesperson.
Have a Class A or B CDL? Want to drive a local route every day? If you said yes, then you're who we're looking for. Waste Connections of Alexandria, Natchitoches, and Lafayette is hiring drivers with CDL license. You'll get competitive wages, paid vacations, a company stock program, a 401k with company match, medical, dental, vision, life, and disability insurance, and a local route with you at home with your family every night. Apply now at wasteconnections.com/employment. That's wasteconnections.com.
Folks who collect frequent flyer miles and points know all about mileage runs. Those are flights made only to accumulate miles on a particular airline. The more miles or points you collect, the higher your elite status in an airline's frequent flyer program and the more upgrades and other perks you get. But whoever thought that chase for miles could cause problems between couples? Well, maybe American Airlines. From America's number one travel radio show, this is your Arm World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. American recently announced a radical overhaul of how passengers earn miles. Now you can achieve elite status even if you never fly a mile on American. Just put enough charges each year on your credit card linked to the airline. A recent Wall Street Journal reporter interviewed husbands and wives who seriously compete over who gets to put charges on whose card. It was an amusing article that included an interview with an American spokesperson who was asked if the airline was aware the chase for status could pit husband and wife against each other. "We certainly don't want to sow marital discord," said an American spokesman, "but some friendly competition is always good." Try to keep that word friendly in mind. More travel info at armworldtravel.com.
Did you know at Alexandria International Airport, you can go from roadway to runway in minutes? From cruising down I-49 to cheering at the Daytona 500. From Highway 1 in Marksville to the Vegas Strip. From the front gate in Fort Johnson to the Golden Gate Bridge. AEX, your destination to the world, starts here. To book a flight or for more information, visit flyaex.org.
Car crashes don't happen in slow motion. They happen fast. In a crash, there's no time to check if your child's in the right car seat. Don't think you know. Know you know. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
TalkBack is sponsored by Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. Now, let's get back to TalkBack on KSYL, 970 AM, 104.9 FM, and 100.3 HD3.
And we're really enjoying this conversation. If you're just tuning in, Anafi Wahed is the founder and CEO of a news website called The Flip Side, which offers views on the top stories of the day from both the liberal and conservative sides of the aisle. Before we were heading to break, Nathan had a question, so I'm going to turn it back over to him.
Well, thank you so much for your frankness and your discussion, how you were in one silo and then you discovered another silo when you went door to door in the countryside. So I guess the question is, have your friends from the first silo disowned you? Have you gotten any pushback from them, or how are those conversations going?
Yes. That is a very interesting question. For the most part, so many of my friends have been so grateful. But yes, in the early years, especially during the early Trump years, there were definitely some difficult conversations. And I think I'm a very analytical person, and I kept saying, okay, maybe, you know, you do think these people are horrible, but they still vote. So we still have to understand what they say and persuade them, right? That was sort of the route I took, which, you know, was not always the courageous route, right? Now I'm much stronger in my conviction to say, no, you're just flat out wrong, right?
Wow. Love that.
So that was my own evolution over time. But yes, there are, you know, I can think of two people who I don't speak to anymore just because they don't feel like, you know, they share my values. Yeah. And it's disheartening, but that's the reality of where we are in the country right now.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I remember after Trump won in 2016, it shocked the world. I think it even surprised him. But I remember, like,
acceptance speech.
Yes, yeah. I think after that, you saw for like a day or two, a lot of the kind of mainstream media trying to be
introspective.
Introspective, yes, that's the word I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And they were saying, you know, we maybe have missed what a lot of the people in the country think or feel, and we need to do a better job. That lasted like a day or two, and they just went hard against Trump, buying into the Russian collusion and everything else. And I think they've just further eroded that the trust that people have in traditional media. Oh, so do you think that's the case?
I don't disagree, but I am going to defend my liberal friends here for one second.
Okay.
As somebody as somebody in the media now, you know, having spoken to journalists across the spectrum and seeing the data, you know, at the back end, part of the reason they went back to their silos is because that's what their readers demanded, right? So it's really hard for any media publication that's been doing things one way and has cultivated a specific audience for them to step out of that frame and take a risk. There are so many journalists and publications that have been punished by their readers when they tried to complicate the narrative. So that's, you know, part of, you know, I mentioned the sort of business considerations that started shifting from the 2010s to where we are now. You know, media, we live in a capitalist society. If, you know, nuance sold, trust you me, CNN and Fox would be selling it.
Yeah, so, true.
Part of it's on us as well, right? Clickbait exists because we click on it. So we as consumers, as media consumers, have to also be aware of that. But again, that's, you know, kind of like telling people to eat their vegetables, right? So I'm just trying to figure out, how do we make nuance entertaining and interesting? One idea we had is to actually bring back Crossfire, you know, Crossfire rebooted for the, you know, new era for Gen Z, et cetera. So stay tuned.
Speaking of Gen Z, I mean, we tend to think of them, you know, more left of center leaning, but then I've heard other stories now talk about, especially among younger men, they're seemingly breaking more right. How politically interested are people, say, 30 and under, and where do you see them maybe getting some of their news?
Sure. Unfortunately, a lot of them are getting their news from influencers on TikTok, YouTube. Not to say that, you know, influencers don't have a place. There are some really thoughtful journalists who have now their own channels who are doing phenomenal work. But Gen Z, to their credit, they know what they're consuming. They're much more savvy consumers than we give them credit for. So even if, you know, they can't, they know themselves that this is part entertainment, part this, part that. I do think, you know, they may or may not remember the Great Recession in 2008. They did grow up in the midst of this huge shift toward, you know, sort of the breaking of the parties and remaking of the parties, et cetera, et cetera. They are still, the good news is, at least the Gen Z readers we have and the ones we talk to on college campuses, they are more open-minded than the, you know, college protest coverage would tell you. But they're growing up in a very disorienting media landscape. And so it's very fragmented. They are trying, they're really socially conscious and trying to figure out their own path forward. But, you know, we in the media, we in the larger society are not making it easy for them.
Yeah, I can see that. But I appreciate that a lot of them seem at least interested and engaged because their futures are at stake. And if they're looking at this country, looking at just one issue alone, the national debt, it's got to make them want to pay some attention to what's going on.
Yeah. And, you know, their financial paths are also not traditional, right? You know, there's no four-year career and a pension fund anymore. They're hopping jobs every 2 years. So for them, the idea of healthcare being tied to an employer is crazy because they might want to, you know, go out on their own and start a business. And so there are all of these reconsiderations of what used to be sort of establishment policy ideas that they're really grappling with and trying to understand, how did this come about? Well, it was a different time, ladies and gentlemen.
Sure.
I feel like, you know, my old grandma on a porch telling them about the good old days.
Anafi, I know we said we could only keep you about 30 minutes. Do you have time for one more segment?
I do, yes.
Okay, we need to take a break, and we'll come back with more. Again, our guest is Anafi Wahed, founder and CEO of The Flip Side. This is good because I had a couple more questions.
Me too.
So we'll be right back.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. JetBlue Airways took off and walked away a winner from the big July tech outage that affected so many of its rivals, as it benefited from rebooking passengers from airlines whose flights were disrupted. That has JetBlue raising its sales forecast for the current quarter, now expecting revenue of between up 1% to down 2.5%. That's an increase from the previous forecast of a better than 5% decline. Unemployment lines got a little bit shorter last week as new applications for jobs jobless benefits slipped by 5,000 to a smaller than forecast 227,000 last week as layoffs remain relatively low despite other signs of labor market cooling. That followed word of just 99,000 jobs being added to company payrolls last month, according to paycheck services provider ADP. Ahead of the bell on Wall Street, stock futures are mixed, only Dow futures trying to move higher. Steve Potusk, Bloomberg Radio.
Why do the national tax resolution firms need the tiny fine print at the bottom of all their TV ads? Hi, this is Kerry Bryson with the Bryson Law Firm. You don't hear fast-talking disclaimers in our ads because the claims we make are 100% transparent. The Bryson Law Firm primarily focuses on one thing, IRS problems. We're regulated by the Louisiana Bar Association, and we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. IRS issues are serious legal issues. The Bryson Law Firm can help you navigate your way to the best resolution plan, and we will tell you up front how much you can expect to pay us throughout this process. So before you send money to some out-of-town high-pressure salesperson, give us a call at the Bryson Law Firm. Our headquarters are located in Lafayette, Louisiana, and we have offices across the state. Call today at 1-855-LA-TAX-HELP to schedule your free consultation with your local tax resolution law firm or visit BrysonLawFirm.com. LSBA filing number LA241-6924.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brand. At up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit. hims.com/joy.
Soggy, but cooler. Good morning. Our forecast looks like this. Showers and thunderstorms throughout the day today. I think the bulk of those relatively early in the day. Afternoon highs only near 79 degrees. We do have the potential of 1 to 2 inches of rainfall. Tonight, 73, the overnight low, an 80% chance of rain. And an 80% chance of rain on Friday as well. The high, 79. From the Sedlaw Broadcasting Weather Center, that's your forecast. I'm Dave Gratian. Currently, 75 degrees in Sedlaw. Talkback is sponsored by Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. There's nothing quite like the unparalleled quality and style with Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. Hey, just a reminder, you can listen to KSYL's Talkback after the show. It's audio on demand at KSYL.com.
And we are back with our conversation with Anafi Wahed, founder and CEO of the news website, The Flip Side. It's been a great conversation so far. And I know I have more questions. I know Nathan has more questions. But we also have a caller calling in. So I want to give the caller a chance first. So good morning. You're on Talkback.
It just dropped. We hit the button.
Okay. Sorry about that. I know. That was my fault. Caller, if you call back, I'll get here. We'll see if this works. Okay. There you go. Caller, good morning. You're on Talkback.
Yeah. Okay. If we have both sides providing accurate information, then you can make an accurate decision about your position. Mm-hmm. But if you have inaccurate information being provided, how do you actually make a sound judgment? And as an example, there seems to be quite a bit of anger with Mr. Trump basically having different lady friends. But it's reasonably apparent that Ms. Harris has had peccadilloes as well. Now, if you don't know that she was like that, in essence suggested that she may have swept her way to the top, then how can you make accurate decisions?
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's completely valid point, and that's exactly the problem we're trying to solve. What's interesting, you know, we don't focus so much on the, you know, extreme propaganda or lies that, you know, troll farms are pushing out. It's more filling in those blank spaces, right? Each side kind of skews toward one thing and focuses on that one thing as if that's the only shiny object there is. But we talk about completing the picture. So, yes, let's talk about Trump's personal life, and also let's talk about the other candidate's personal life so you have all of the information going in. Unfortunately, a lot of people are not even looking to make informed decisions in the voting booth. They may be, you know, voting with their friends or their family members or how they've always voted. Or, you know, they don't need to know all of the policy details, and they feel that, you know, they just want to vote their values. Even if somebody is misinformed or not completely informed about, you know, this, that, or the other thing, I do think the two parties are sort of clear, you know, sort of in the big picture where they lie in terms of the big issues. So, you know, to the extent that we need voters to be policy experts on every small issue, I don't think that's a realistic assumption, though in California, they do actually have a lot of ballot initiatives. So, you know, there's places where that's needed. But I think overall, right now, a lot of people are voting either their values and or, you know, going with what their, you know, inner circle is going with. And I don't know, you know, democracy is a messy process. To what extent we need voters to be informed about the big picture and the little picture, that's the question I think we as society need to figure out.
Well, let me ask you a question that you may or may not wish to address.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats, every time a Republican becomes president, insist mm-hmm. that the election was rigged or fake or somehow mm-hmm. not correct. And mm-hmm. then when Mr. Trump contends with a lot of apparent evidence mm-hmm. that his election was not, he's a horrible ogre.
Mm. So I think, you know, there were people in Congress who abstained, you know, when Bush became president, et cetera. What the Democratic Party establishment would say is that these were fringe characters. There was never any danger of the, you know, democratic process not being played out. There were protest votes, or, you know, the protest was, you know, abstaining, but it was just that. There was no expectation from the sort of leaders of the party that, you know, Bush wouldn't, you know, come into the White House peacefully and there wouldn't be a peaceful transition of power. So I think there's a sort of degree of deniability and the extent to which, you know, some party leaders versus others went to actually get in the way of that peaceful transfer of power. I hope that helps, or at least explains the way Democrats think about it.
Well, it's kind of interesting how Ms. Clinton keeps insisting that she really did win.
That's true. And Kwame Harris also had insinuated the same thing. So anyway, thank you for the call. We appreciate it because our time is running short. I just wanted to ask you, when social media started to become a thing, everyone was like, wow, this is going to be so great for democracy. Has it turned out to be that way? And what problems do you think, or to what level does social media contribute to maybe the divide we're seeing in our country?
Oh, gosh, I could talk about this for hours. In fact, I have. I will spare you. But I think, if we zoom out, we think about, you know, human civilization. We've had 10,000 years as we've been forming more complex societies from, you know, just our immediate family to tribes, people, to towns, to cities, to nation states, to now multinational organizations. We've had 10,000 years to figure out how to gather in real life, right? When you think about going to church versus a bar versus a restaurant versus your friend's house, there's different rules of etiquette. We've only had the internet for, you know, fewer than 40 years. We are still trying to figure out, you know, how best to conduct ourselves online. There are so many people who, you know, did silly things as children that's now, you know, on social media, et cetera. And we were all naive. I don't want to put all the blame on Mark Zuckerberg, even though we do that on the website for shorthand. We were all naive and thought, hey, let's just put, you know, hundreds of billions of people into one place and see how it goes. Obviously, you know, with no sort of rules of decorum established, that led to some really fascinating consequences, as we're finding out. Our own hypothesis is that even at their best, you know, platforms like Facebook, Twitter can never, you know, fulfill all of the different needs that we use it for today, just because you can't cater to both churchgoers and club dancers at the same time, right? Your soccer team club versus, you know, your friend's birthday engagement versus an expose on the war in Gaza. Those are all very different types of content that right now we're all consuming in a passive way, just scrolling on our phones. Mm-hmm. It's breaking our brains. The flip side is actually building a platform that we hope will become a saner place for people to discuss politics. I will say there were also strategic mistakes that the social platforms made. To give just one example, until 2021, the angry emoji on Facebook had five times the weight in the algorithm than the like button.
Wow.
So over time, you know, you were literally seeing five times the more negative stories as you were, you know, fuzzy, warm stories. And that definitely was a choice they made that they have since corrected. But, you know, that's a little too late.
Hmm. Wow. That's a great perspective. Before we let you go, let people know how they can find you and how they can sign up for your service.
Absolutely. It's been great chatting with you both. I'm so glad, the introductions were made. My name is Anafi. You can find us at theflipside.io. One more time, that's theflipside.io. Thank you all so much.
Thank you, Anafi. It's been great talking with you. Maybe we can talk again soon. We'd love to have you as we get maybe closer to the election.
Oh, absolutely. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Appreciate your time.
Bye.
All right. That is, again, Anafi Wahed, founder and CEO of the news website, The Flip Side. It is theflipside.io. You can join for a free trial. No credit card required. So that's nice. Just enter in your email address. And then you can sign up for a variety of different newsletters that they have. And if you do want to stay on with them, it's $5 a month, which that's pretty good.
Yeah, I've already subscribed.
So. Oh, have you?
Yeah, $5. Right. I'm absolutely worth it.
All right, sounds good. I did the free trial, but I'll probably join right after that. So we'll come back with more Talk Back.
If you'd like to take part in our show today, call the BOM Bank studio line at 442-8255. That's 442-TALK. BOM Bank, now with locations in Alexandria, Pineville, and Woodworth.
Your teeth are in need of a little dental work, but you're putting it off. Why? Could it be you can't stand the thought of wearing old-timey adhesive-filled dentures? Is it the high cost of dental implants? Or is it just the concept of having a dentist poking around inside your mouth? Whatever your reason, Today's Dental in Pineville has it covered. And with hundreds of smiling, satisfied patients, they've made getting implants amazingly simple, low anxiety, and affordable for everyone. And with calming in-office IV sedation administered by a highly skilled certified nurse anesthetist, your anxiety will all but slip away. Plus, their multiple finance options make implants truly affordable. So why wait? If you're looking to replace your old-timey denture with permanent implants, give Today's Dental on Highway 28 East in Pineville a call at 448-4540. It's a general dental facility owned by Dr. Jonas Goche. 448-4540.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Brought to you by Louisiana Highway Safety Commission.
Uh-oh. Sometimes things at work go sideways. It's days like this when your workers' comp carrier matters most.
I was not planning for this today.
When your workday takes an unexpected turn, trust Luba Workers' Comp to provide the support and solutions you need to get everything back to normal. Contact us today to experience genuine dependability in action. Visit us online at lubawc.com or call your independent insurance agent today.
At Sinlaw Broadcasting, we're very proud of our 10 local radio stations. One of those is Magic 100.9, where we play light favorites of the 80s, 90s, and more. All of your light favorites with very little talk. Give us a try sometime. Magic 100.9.
Do you have a drug problem? Do you want to stop? Well, there are folks who can help. Call Narcotics Anonymous at 1-585-DON'T-USE or visit their website at larna.org for more information. TalkBack is sponsored by Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. Now let's get back to TalkBack on KSYL, 970 AM, 104.9 FM, and 100.3 HD3.
All right, we're back. Al and Nathan with you here on this Thursday. So I mentioned earlier in the show, yesterday was the Rapides Foundation's 10th annual symposium at the Holiday Inn downtown. The focus was on artificial intelligence and healthcare. There were a lot of people that attended. They had like a little kind of display beforehand of several organizations that have benefited through the years from the Rapides Foundation. And the featured speaker was David Pogue, who works for CBS News. If you watch CBS Sunday Morning, you've seen his work. He does a lot with tech and focusing on a topic like AI. Just kind of came naturally for him. Before the symposium yesterday, I had a chance to sit down with him and have a little conversation about him being in Alexandria. And so let's go ahead and let you listen in on that conversation. Welcome to Central Louisiana. What are your kind of early impressions of the area?
I'm really liking the trip. People are treating me like a king. Everybody, as you know, is friendly and funny and chill, and that's my kind of vibe.
Absolutely. And as a reporter, I watch CBS Sunday Mornings almost every week. You get to travel to so many interesting places and meet so many interesting people. So this for you is just kind of natural, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, the job, I have to say, is the ultimate job. It's never the same twice. It does involve a lot of travel, but you're right. The experiences you have, the people you meet, nothing like it.
And your career has kind of taken you in that technology area. I was watching your most recent story on the electric airplanes, which actually my co-host, she hosts some transportation conferences around the country, and she'd been telling me about these electric taxis that are coming, and people really have no idea what's on the horizon, but some really exciting stuff.
Yeah, right now the electric planes are awaiting FAA approval, so they're not carrying passengers or cargo yet, but that's supposedly about a year away. And, you know, they're very quiet. There's no emissions. They're much simpler than regular gas planes. They have like a tenth the number of parts, so much safer. And above all, they take off and land vertically.
Yeah.
So they don't need airports. And the cargo people, FedEx, UPS, and Amazon, are really excited because their whole business is getting packages from warehouse to warehouse, and now they don't have to truck them.
It's pretty incredible. I mean, the planes you featured in your story, it almost reminded me of kind of a giant drone in a way, only that people can ride in them.
It is totally a giant drone. In fact, the prediction is that by the 2040s, there won't be a pilot in the plane with you. It will be like a giant drone.
It's almost like the Jetsons.
You're not the first to make that joke.
So with this conference that you're here for, Alexandria, you're going to be talking, I guess, a little bit about AI technology when it comes to the medical industry. But AI in general is such a fascinating topic. As you've gotten to spend a lot of time on the subject, what do you tell people first when they ask you about AI and what they should know about it for the future?
You know, this talk begins with a graph called Your Emotional Journey. And the basic idea is, no matter how content you are right now with your mood, by halfway through the talk, you're going to feel like despair. You're going to feel lousy because there's so many things wrong with AI. Misinformation and hate and porn and misogyny, and it's just so much potential for misuse. But then we get to the less hyped stuff, especially healthcare, and that's where AI is a miracle. I mean, just a miracle. And that's where you start to feel better. I mean, self-driving cars and saving lives with early detection of diseases. And there's this whole thing. I don't know why this isn't the headline of the year, but Google came up with a program called AlphaFold, which is AI software that figured out the shapes of all 200 million proteins known to man. Wow. And once you know a protein's shape, you can make a drug to fix what's wrong with it. And most of the world's nastiest diseases, Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and so on, result from bad proteins. So all of a sudden, we have the key to solving the worst diseases in the world because of AI. So healthcare is really the giant success story of AI.
So as walking in, you have all kinds of displays out there pertaining to the healthcare industry. So this seems to be something people are very, very interested in.
Yeah. The Repeats Foundation, as you may know, is celebrating its 30th anniversary 3 days ago. I mean, to the day. And so they, as I understand it, they do two things. They own part of a hospital, and then they also give out millions of dollars in grants, all in the name of better community health. And so out here in the lobby of this facility is a showcase for some of the people they've given money to so we can see what kind of work they're doing.
Absolutely. So for you to get out of New York and to come to, you know, the South like this, what's that like for you to be able to travel across the United States? I'm not sure how many speaking engagements you get in a given year, but it seems like something you'd really enjoy.
It does give me a sense of what the country is in a way that someone who stays home and watches TV doesn't have. I'm actually on CBS Sunday Morning this Sunday with a story exactly about this point, about polarization. And it turns out that the polarization is way overblown. Like, if you ask a conservative questions about liberals, they will greatly exaggerate what they think about them. And if you ask liberals about conservatives, same thing. I mean, study after study shows, if you ask a Republican how many Democrats are union members, they'll say, oh, 37%. Well, the real number is 11%. And if you ask a Democrat what percent of Republicans are earning over $250,000 a year, they'll say 33%. The answer is 2%. In other words, it's the extreme people we see on TV convincing us that we're at each other's throats. But man, if you interview Americans on family, education, energy, veterans, whether they decorate their homes for the holidays, whether they watch fireworks at the 4th of July, we have much more in common than we have differences.
Well, that's a really great insight. Well, we appreciate that you came all the way here to Alexandria. Hope you have a great stay, and it was great to visit with you.
Thank you. Great to meet you.
All right, David Pogue, he is a reporter for CBS News, and you can catch him a lot of weeks on CBS Sunday Morning, which is a fantastic news program. That is my favorite news program of the week, and I'll tell you why. Because they really just focus on telling stories. Now, they get into politics sometimes, but, you know, like, he's going to take a deep dive on kind of the political divide, and it'll be interesting the way that he'll approach it. It won't be kind of the typical stories that you see. So, you know.
You know, between our friends at theflipside.io and then this, I was joking with you off air. All of a sudden, if we're not careful, we're going to start being respected by both sides of the aisle. So, let me give you a preacher joke. You'll get this one. I don't know if everybody else will, but a preacher is trying out at a new church, and they want to know what his opinion is on the rapture. Is he a pre-trib rapture or a post-trib rapture guy? And his question is, well, what do y'all believe? Because I can preach it either way. I don't know if you heard that one or not, but, you know, there are some of I bet you our friend Anafi is a great fun at parties, because whatever the topic is, she can give you the other side.
That's true. That is very true. So what if
this guy... I'm sorry.
What if you don't believe the rapture is biblical?
Okay, well then you're in a whole is that preterism? Okay, that's another show for another. That's a Sunday show.
Exactly. We'll have to do that segment. All right, we'll come back and wrap things up after this.
Taking part in Talk Back could not be any easier. Call the BOM Bank Talk Line at 442-8255. That's 442-TALK.
Did you know at Alexandria International Airport, you can go from roadway to runway in minutes? From cruising down I-49 to cheering at the Daytona 500. From Highway 1 in Marksville to the Vegas Strip. From the front gate in Fort Johnson to the Golden Gate Bridge. AEX, your destination to the world, starts here. To book a flight or for more information, visit flyaex.org.
Listen to the all-new Louisiana Central Industry Update with Leif Jones every other Wednesday morning on KSYL Talk Radio 970 AM. Louisiana Central works to ensure our region continues to grow into a uniquely creative, inclusive, and entrepreneurial place. They'll be keeping you informed on the progress and taking your calls and suggestions. That's the Louisiana Central Industry Update every other Wednesday morning on KSYL Talk Radio 970 AM, 104.9 FM, and KSYL.com.
John, we can't keep putting this off.
Okay, I'll clean the gutters.
I'm talking about your dad.
Well, what can we do? He wants to stay in his house.
We can make his house safer.
You know he's a proud guy. He's not going to take all our fussing lying down.
That's the idea.
For older people, falling and breaking a hip can be devastating. For easy ways to make home safer, visit orthoinfo.org/falls. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association.
Attention, Hoodettes and Tiger fans. Don't miss a single play. No matter where you are, from East Texas to West Mississippi, you can catch every moment of Saints and Tiger football on KZMZ 96.9 Rocks. All the games in their entirety, along with a full two-hour pregame show, plus postgame shows that cover every detail. Got yard work? Out fishing? Shopping with the family? No problem. Stay connected to your football fix simple, free, and easy at KZMZ 96.9 Rocks or on the app. Got a passion for LSU football? Then tune your radio to KZMZ 96.9 Rocks for Tiger Talk. Every Monday evening, 4 to 6, Mark Smokey and T-Bone really deliver. Get behind-the-scenes info nobody else has with LSU experts Sonny and Mike. Win prizes each week with Tiger Talk trivia and 5 minutes of fury. Or call in and share your thoughts with fellow Tiger Talkers. Get in the game with Tiger Talk. Monday nights, 4 to 6, on the air at KZMZ 96.9 Rocks or on the app.
I'm jumping in with my clothes on.
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Talk Back is sponsored by Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. The best of Talk Back is back Saturday mornings, 8 to 10, right here on KSYL. Now, back to the show.
All right, we are back, and just about a minute and a half left in the show for today. It's been a, I would say, a substantive show today. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Great content on in both hours.
Yeah, Kim Lyons from the Pregnancy Center talking about their life Gift of Life Banquet coming up September 17th. Anafi Wahed, founder and CEO of the news website Flipside, and then the interview I did yesterday with David Pogue of CBS News. So, we're looking forward to the show coming up tomorrow. Sandra will be back, and we'll have some more guests tomorrow, and looking forward to that. What you got planned the rest of the day?
Well, I'm finishing up some packing, and then I'm pulling out. I'm driving the transportation van, one of the transportation vans for the retreat.
Oh, that's right. You mentioned that earlier.
Yeah, so I got to go pick up a few little supplies here and there and kind of get ready for Sunday, because I'll be out Friday and Saturday, so I'm going to do some Sunday prep. Other Sunday prep day, you know. So
yeah, I know.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
When so I'm sorry.
When do you do sermon prep?
Saturday night.
Yeah, me too. That's where the book all coming in, so being done.
I mean, during the week, I'm thinking about it. Mm-hmm. I'm reading over things, but I don't actually start kind of composing anything until Saturday night. And occasionally, it's been Sunday morning.
You just ask my staff what time my emails come out with my notes, and the sweet spot is between 2 and 4 a.m.
Wow. Okay. I used to be that way, but I can't really stay up that late anymore. So usually, I try to work on around 9, 9 at night. So.
Yeah, I'll get started around then, but it just takes me a little longer.
I got you.
I'm not as, you know, you're a little more gifted there. So.
No, come on, man. So, all right, well, it's been nice having you on the show today.
Thank you. I enjoyed it. Alice is usually me and Sandra, so I enjoyed being with you today.
I enjoyed it, too. Sandra and me tomorrow. We'll look forward to talking with you guys. Have a great Thursday, everyone.
Been listening to Talk Back. The opinions expressed were those of the hosts and callers, and not necessarily those of Senlaw Broadcasting.
FM 104.9, AM 970, KSYL, and KRRV 100.3 HD3, Alexandria. It's 9 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored